Thank you all for joining today. My name is Ben Kinney. I'm the co-founder of Forward Coaching with my amazing partner, Debbie DeGroat, and we are ready to rock and roll. Today, we are going to talk about lead generation. And the first question that we want to talk about is, how many leads do you actually need? Well, that's an interesting question because it really depends on how many closings you're looking for. So a really, really long time ago when I was tall, tan, and skinny, starting my real estate career, I started generating a lot of leads. And I don't mean like friends and family that referred me somebody that wants to buy or sell today. I mean like just cold, hard, dirty leads, signed calls, internet registrations, those types. Because I didn't have a big business already. They didn't have the past and recurring clients. So I was left working with leads. And the more leads I had, the more deals I would do, and the more I was able to feed a team and grow a business. And I came up with a ratio. And this is an expectation and a standard that we set in our business. But for every 100 leads that we can get in our real estate business, in the first 6 months of receiving those leads, that would be, we got 100 of them today. In the first 6 months, what would we expect to convert from those leads into closings? And for us, it was if we followed up with those leads consistently over a 6 month period and we started off on day one with 100, I would have at least 1 to 2 closings in the first 6 months of those 100 leads. And then over the next 6 months, from that would be month 7 through month 12, I would have another 1 to 2 closings. And if I followed up with that initial 100 leads through that entire period, from months 13 through months 24, in the whole next year, so this is 2 years from getting 100 leads today, I would get another closing. So what I was expecting in my business was over a 2 year period to have a minimum of a 3% conversion rate to as high as 5% or more. This allows you to figure out and budget how many leads are you going to need in your business. Now, you might do way better than that because you have a better source of leads, or all yours is referrals and past clients or open houses and your ratio is better. That doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is that you know your ratio, that you can figure out how many open house visitors is it going to take for me to hit my goals this year? How many canceled expired calls am I going to have to make? How many FSBOs? How many door knocks? How many internet leads? How many signed calls? You figure out what your ratio is, or you can just borrow mine if you're thinking about internet leads and signed calls and more colder leads. This has been a standard for our team for a long time. And sometimes we far exceed it. Sometimes I have agents that blow it out of the park. And sometimes I have agents that really struggle to hit this. But overall, on average, that's what we need. Now, the next thing you want to do in your business is figure out, well, what's your return on investment? So if you had 100 leads and those leads cost you 10 bucks each, you'd have just spent $1,000. How many of you on the call would trade $1,000 for 2 closings, for 3 closings, for 4 closings, for 5 closings? Answer me in the chat so I know that you guys are still paying attention. Hello? Hello? Are you there? Hello? This is me looking confused. See, you figure out what is your ratio? How much money are you willing to invest to get X amount of closings? Well, another interesting question would be, well, that would depend on your price point, right? You wouldn't want to spend $10,000 to get one $300,000 closing. You'd be negative $1,000. So you think about these things and you start doing the math. So let's continue on after you've gotten this mindset of, I need to figure out how many leads that I'm going to get. Let's rock and roll. So lead generation can be a little bit like a gym membership. Who on the call here already has a gym membership? Type it in there. Do you have a gym membership? Yeah. Who on the call has a gym membership like me, where I've been paying for it for a long time, but I don't actually use it? Anybody? Yeah. Here's the problem. I walk into a gym membership, right? I go into Gold's or 24 Hour Fitness or whichever there was, right? Planet Fitness. Yeah. And I walk in there and I look around and there's all this equipment. And then there's yoga pants, there's muscles sticking out. And it's really intimidating for me. In fact, there's pieces of machinery there that I haven't been able to figure out. Do I sit on it? Do I stand on it? Which way do I face? It's super intimidating. And a lot of times our business, through the real estate business, with all the different things that we could do and all the different lead sources out there, all the different activities and all the different prophets and geniuses out there that are telling us what to do, it feels like a gym membership. When I get overwhelmed, when I walk into the gym, I look around, I might grab a weight or two, and then I grab my shit and I walk out the door. It's overwhelming. What we need to do is we need to move from having a gym membership into having a model that feels a lot more like a CrossFit gym. A CrossFit gym, when you walk in there, you walk in and it says, hey, you need to do 30 squats. You need to do 30 push-ups, 30 lunges, 30 sit-ups, 30 butter flutter kicks, 30 climbers, right? 30 burpees, whatever the heck that is. And when you're done, you won. You get to go home. What I love about this sort of mentality is when you get in there, you know that you've won. How could you guys make a world in your business where when you got to work every day, it wasn't like a gym membership where you kind of looked around and you walked to the coffee pot and then you thought about what you're going to do and you check your email and you check the socials, the Facebooks, right? The dating apps, whatever you got to do, right? And then you go home. We want to turn our work atmosphere into a CrossFit workout. We walk in and we say, what are we going to do? What are we going to do to know that we won the day today? That might be something like, I'm gonna call 10 people in our sphere. Debbie's really cool about saying, well, every day you should do the 5-5-5. You should call 5 people in your sphere, have 5 great sphere conversations. You should send 5 follow-up notes to those people, to other people. You should send 5 texts, right? You should send 5 emails. Pick a number for you. It could be 10, 10, 10, or 15, 15, 15. Just pick something realistic. What we did in our real estate team is we divided our lead generation model into this pie. And this pie is how we divide up our activities. So everybody in our real estate team has to work their sphere. In order to work their sphere on day one, they got to show up with at least 200 people into a spreadsheet that we can import into our CRM. Everybody has to do a minimum of 2 open houses per week. And there's a set of activities that they do around those open houses, like door knocks and circle prospecting and so on. And everybody's got to do a certain amount of prospecting, a certain number of dials every single day. And for our team, we chose 150 dials. It takes roughly an hour and a half max to make 150 dials with a dialer. So you're following up with your internet leads, your past clients, your sphere, you're working on scheduling your open houses, and you're doing your prospecting dials to cancel expired FSBO, circle prospecting, that kind of stuff. You've invested 2 or 3 hours into your day, and you know that you've won. What I want to challenge you guys to do is to come up with, what's your CrossFit plan? What are you guys going to do every single day so that at the end of the day, you get to walk home, you get to high five somebody. You can high five me if you don't have anybody else to high five. And you go and you say, I freaking won today. Today I won. So we're going to talk about what winning looks like and some activities that you could do in lead generation today. So we could talk about how technology fits in. Technology allows us to put all of our leads into a single system. You guys know I'm biased because I own a company called Brivity, but we put all of our technology into a single system so that your open house leads go into one CRM, your prospecting follow-ups, your past clients, your sphere, your internet leads, your sign calls, all of them go into a single database. So when you show up, you know exactly what to do. And then your CRM should do this follow-up for you, so it's automatically going out there and following up with those leads by sending emails and listing alerts and market reports and text and that sort of thing. So let's talk about Sphere. Sphere is the bread and butter of any successful real estate agent's business. And one of the reasons why I put so much focus on working Sphere on my real estate team is because if I spend $1,000 to give a real estate agent leads to do a closing, and they only sold one person a home, my cost to sale is $1,000. And if you add all of our other expenses, that might not be the right margin for me. But if I give that agent a deal, a lead, and that internet lead ends up becoming a closing, and from that closing, that internet lead refers our team another one or two transactions, the cost of that initial sale goes down by 50% or 66% or 75% or 80 or 90%. So what I'm trying to do is trying to get my agents to bring 50% of the business to the table by turning the business that I give them in multiple transactions. Does that make sense to you all? But what I found is when I talk to my real estate team or when I talk to real estate agents in our brokerages, and I say, you need to work your Sphere, what they think of is those little crappy stickers they got from Brian Buffini that said, oh, by the way, that was their Sphere plan. But the Sphere plan has to be more in depth. It has to be something that truly gives them a CrossFit plan and how to work their Sphere. The best way in my mind to do that is you organize your database and whatever CRM you use using something like tags. So I'll use tags to give them like a ranking, an A plus, an A, a B, or a C. I'll use tags to indicate like their status, hot buyer, or geographic information about them. They're looking in this area. I'll also use tags to indicate things like, hey, I went to high school with them, or coworker, or from this neighborhood, or I met them at an open house. And these tags become searchable things in your CRM where you can go and find that information. They say, give me all the people that are on my bowling league so I can send out this piece. Give me all my past clients. Give me all my A buyers. And you bring them all in and you can do whatever your follow-up activity would be. Now, I try to organize my follow-up activities by the type of person they are in my database. So let's talk about that for a minute. When it comes to your Sphere, I put Sphere in A+, A, B, and C. A+ are the people that I would invite to my house. These are the people that would come over to my home for Thanksgiving or for Christmas. These are people that consistently send me 2 to 4 transactions every single year. Your A plus is you get to decide who they are, but these are the people that I like to hang out with, that I would go to lunch with, breakfast, dinner, right? Have over to our 4th of July barbecue, those types of things. A's are people that refer us business every so often, that they would always do business with us. They wouldn't do business with anybody else. And the A category probably has 100 to 200 people in it if you've been in the business for a while. Your A pluses, even after all the years that I've been in it, I try to maintain my A pluses in a database of about 25 people, mostly because I don't want more than that coming over to my house, because that's just weird. That's just super weird. Now, Bs are people that do business with you, but they don't necessarily refer you anything. They know you by name. If you called them, they would take your call. If you sent them something, they would probably open it. And that's kind of the rest of your database. And then your Cs are leads. These are people that maybe you met once, but they don't really know you. You met them at an open house, or you met them somewhere else. And then you organize all those people and you tag them correctly in your CRM, because how you follow up with them matters. So let's take a look at A's or A pluses. Let's say we're going to send somebody an email once or twice a month, or we're going to mail them one time per month, or we're going to call them one time per month. We're going to do 3 events a year and visit them, and we're going to do a certain amount of social media events. you add that up, and that's the number of touches that you're going to invest into each one of these categories. For my A's and my A pluses, I try to make sure it's a minimum of 63 touches in a year. That's one call a month, one piece of mail a month, one social touch a month, two emails a month. Most of those are just market reports. And did I say call one, call a month? Did I get all those right? Anyway, you add them all up into 63. That's my point. What is your plan going to be for your sphere? And then if you run a real estate business and it's not just you doing this work, you got to take it down to the CrossFit level. Now that you figured out what your workout is going to be, you got to start working on the form. How are they actually going to do it? So one of the things that I try to do is every month I'll give my real estate team, what are we going to talk about this month? Here's the subject that we want to work on, and here's the conversation that we want them to have, and here's the actual script. One of my favorite scripts in the real estate space for Sphere is just simply, what are your real estate related plans for the year? What are your real estate related plans for the year? It's a simple question. It's direct. I don't feel like a slime ball when I say it. And it's something that I can use in really any interaction, whether it's a lead or open house visitor or friends and family. Just simply, hey, I was planning my year and I wanted to make sure that it was, I plan my vacations and I'm around for what all my favorite clients and friends need me this year. So I'm just quickly calling to see in the next 12 months, what are your real estate related plans for the year? What are your real estate related plans for the year? What are your real estate related plans for the year? What are your real estate related plans for the year? Are you thinking about buying, investing, or selling? No, not me. Well, do you know anybody that's thinking about buying, selling, or investing? Do you know anybody that has any real estate related plans for the year? As you say it the first time, you sound silly. It sounds like a script. As you say it a lot of times, it comes off sincere. Nobody notices. If they know that you're a sincere and caring person, your scripts will come off easy. It'll feel like you really are just asking a simple question. And that's my simple question. If you have a great Sphere script that you use, type it into the chat box right now. Let's see what works for you. If you like mine, just write in there, hey, I like yours. If you think mine sucks, just write in there and say, Ben, you suck at this. We need somebody else on the call. So the next piece is mailing your Sphere. Mailing your Sphere, I try to run an event-based business, meaning if I'm going to take the time to mail somebody something that's not in December, which is a Christmas card, the rest of them are probably going to be around some sort of an event. Things like, hey, come to our open houses this month. Here's a list of all of our open houses, and we're doing canned food drives this month. So even if you don't want to buy a house, bring some food over there and we can help the hungry in our neighborhood. Or we're doing a coat drive, or we're doing a school drive, or we're doing these different types of things, right? Or, hey, I'm going to invite people over and we're going to do this client party, or we're going to do this class on how to invest in real estate. So I make a lot of my mail either be invites to things, a handwritten follow-up note, a thank you, right? Or the obligatory holiday cards, Christmas, and so on. But you got to come up with what's your mail plan for the year, M-A-I-L, ladies. What is your mail plan for the year that you are going to do that says, this is how I'm going to touch my database, and this is what I'm going to send. Plan it in advance, and it actually happens. Now, emailing your sphere, I don't know about you guys, but nobody, I don't like reading your email, and your customers don't like reading your email. Nobody likes reading email anymore because we get too many of them. So we have to be real cautious that we don't ever waste an email on something that isn't of value to the customer. It's why I try to make all of my emails be personal or an invite to something or an item of value like a market report. Market reports allow you to send actives, pendings, and solds around a radius of that person's home. So they know what's going on in the area that they live in. This allows you to become the expert, the economist of choice, the person that answers their real estate questions, so they don't have to go to Zillow, Redfin, or sneak over in the middle of the night and grab a flyer out of one of your neighbor's flyer boxes. Use your emails to be automated through tools like Market Reports that do those two touches for you, and you don't have to think about it. You just set it and forget it. How are we doing so far? Can you guys hear me okay? You guys enjoying this? You guys are pretty quiet on the chat box. Can you hear me? Hello? 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 Hi. Good. Are you guys enjoying yourselves? So far, so good? Okay. Let's keep going. Face-to-face. What I like to do is, if I'm going to get face-to-face with somebody, and my goal for my sphere is to get face-to-face with everybody three times a year, and I want to get them to come to me because I hate visiting people at their house. So what I'll do is I'll do the pumpkin pie giveaway right before Thanksgiving, where everybody comes in the same day and I get to hug everybody and give them a piece of pie. I mean, who doesn't like pie? You don't get a body like this not eating pie. I'll do things like come to our summer nights. We do movies in the park every Saturday night in the summer where they actually come to us. We sponsor the food truck rally in our town. We do little classes for people where I teach about a book that I read or invest in real estate or money management or how to fill out a net worth tracker, all those types of things. So think about getting face-to-face, not just being your pop-bys, because you can't pop by 500 people. I try to make my face-to-face one-on-ones be my A-pluses and some of my A's. But everybody else, I want them to come to me, come to our events, engage with us in a group atmosphere. How many times are you going to see your sphere this year face-to-face? And social media, touching your database via social media could be as simple as just allowing them to know that you're out there, endorsing them on LinkedIn. If you endorse somebody on LinkedIn, most likely they're going to come back and endorse you. That's the law of reciprocity. You like them on Instagram or heart their picture or comment or send them a Facebook message. I found that I get better responses from leads sometimes by simply sending them a Facebook message, because people get so many texts and so many emails and so many phone calls. I can track them down on a social site like LinkedIn or Facebook and say, hey, my name is Ben. You registered on my website at some point in the past, and I've been emailing you and texting you, and I haven't got a response. So I just wanted to show you that I'm actually a real person, that I'm investing some real time into trying to reach you, simply because I want to see what your real estate related plans for the year are. Please reach out if you can. And once they see my picture, well, it's Photoshopped, I'm a realtor, I mean, give me a break. We always make ourselves look better. But once they see that picture and they see that interaction, that I'm a real person, I get a way bigger response from people, a way bigger response. So your goal is to come up with your CrossFit plan for your sphere. How many times you're going to call them? How many times you're going to mail them? How many times you're going to email them? How many times you're going to visit them? And what are you going to do on social media? And you don't have to use mine. You can come up with your own, but you do have to have one. A plan gets acted on. Right? Ideas just sit there and nothing happens. And then time goes by and all of a sudden you feel guilty because you haven't reached out to any of your past clients in a year or two. True or false? True or false? And then if you're running a business, give your agents, this is the event we're going to do. This is the email I want you to send. Here's the script. Here's what I want you to text. Give them the scripts. And if you don't have any, go steal one from somebody else. Steal one of mine. You know, what are your real estate related plans for the year? That would work. Now, open houses. One of my number one agents on my real estate team, she did 79 closings in her first full year of real estate. She started in like September, and so we didn't count that 4 months by the end of the year, but her real full year started in January, right? And she did 79 transactions in her first full year in real estate. So I asked her, I said, what do you think the secret was? She said, I just started the year off right. I'm like, well, how'd you do that? She said, I did 26 open houses in December. I don't know if you guys know this, but I live north of Seattle. You guys know what the weather is like here in December? Our weather sucks. And it gets dark at like 4 o'clock in the winter. It's weird up here. And she did 26 open houses during the week, on the weekend, sometimes two a day. Right. And while she was there, she wasn't sitting there reading Field and Stream or Cosmo or Inc. magazine. She was calling Canceled Expired. She was calling FSBO. She would door knock the neighbors if it was quiet. She would follow up with her sphere. She used open houses as a place to find business. So December wasn't a great month for her. But by the time she got to February, she had 17 pending and closed. If you want to change the trajectory of your next year, let's quadruple our activities between now and the end of the year. Let's do 10x what we've ever done before. And let's start next year in a whole different trajectory. What are you going to do? Are you going to do 26 open houses? Are you going to do 2 open houses a day? Are you going to call 1,000 people in a day? Are you going to work your database like you've never worked before? In order to get a different result, we got to start taking a different action. That plan will be up to you. So what's our open house plan going to be? See, one of your goals for open houses is to treat open houses as a marketing tool. You got to create an action plan for what you're going to do for every open house. And if you have a real estate team, you got to create a plan for what's your open house plan. And then you're going to, if you have an admin, you're going to have a plan. What are they going to do for every open house? And if you don't have an admin, you are the admin, and you're going to create the list of administrative things that you're going to do for each and every open house. That would be like, I'm going to print out 30 flyers, and I'm going to print out 50 things to hang on the doors of neighbors, and I'm going to get a whole bunch of comps in the neighborhood, and I'm going to get a list of other properties ready, right? And I'm going to post it on Craigslist, I'm going to update an MLS, I'm going to advertise it here, and I'm going to call around and invite 150 neighbors to come to my open house using a circle prospecting tool or so on. I'm going to do my signage, and I'm not going to be the lazy agent that puts one sign out. I'm going to put 10 freaking signs out there. You know, one of the things that we try to do is you put as many signs out as possible. The consumers in that neighborhood are going to think that you have a ton of listings. They aren't going to realize that all those signs are just for one open house. You can even do open houses if somebody else is listening. And you just put a lot of signs out, and pretty soon they wake up and they're like, gosh, this real estate agent truly owns this neighborhood, owns the neighborhood. You're like the mayor. You've been self-elected, but you're the mayor of that town. And then you circle prospect the neighborhood. You get a dialer, you put on the headset. I wish I had a headset here. I use the little cheap Apple ones. You put on your headset and you say, hey, my name is Ben, your neighbor John. He's up at 1234 Main Street. He actually asked me to call each one of the neighbors and invite them over to his house. He's having an open house on Sunday. I'm bringing the cookies. And he's decided to sell and move to another area. And he wanted you to get the first opportunity to pick who your new neighbor would be. He thought that you might know somebody that loves the neighborhood as much as you. I'll be there Saturday between 12 and 4, and I'll have a list of home values in the area if you're curious what your home is worth, and other homes that are for sale to give you a really good insight of what's going on. I really hope that I can see you Saturday. If you can make it, just send me a call or a text and let me know that you can stop by, and I'll make sure that I save a cookie for you. Thanks, this is Ben at blah, 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 blah. Simple as that. Pre-record, leave a message if you want, talk to the people on the phone. You're not soliciting, you're simply just inviting them. And John told you to do it because John wanted you to invite the neighborhood. Then you market those open houses online. You can do Facebook Live. You can do Facebook posts. You can do Craigslist posts. You can do Instagram. You basically want to continue to remind your database, your sphere, your past clients that you're an active real estate agent, that you're out there in the business, doing business, and that you're a hard worker. Remind them, but don't do it in a cheesy way. Tell them a story. Tell them a story about the neighborhood. Tell them a story about the house. Share something interesting. Share something cool. Make it informative. Don't make it a self-promotional blah, 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 blah. Do something awesome. Tell a story. The power of story, right? I once had a conversation with a lady, and she said, well, I'm running this nonprofit, and our job is to raise money for the homeless. And I have a problem because I get up on stage and we're at these events and I ask people to donate money and people don't want to do it. And I said, you're not telling a story. She said, well, what do you mean? I said, well, what do you say? She said, I told them that there's 400 people in the Whatcom County, that's where I live, Whatcom County area, that are currently homeless. I said, they don't relate to that. Would it be okay if I took a swing at it? And she said, okay. So great, let me give it a try. The other day I was walking underneath the freeway. I was trying to get over to one of the coffee shops, and it was a rainy day, and underneath the freeway pass, there was this little girl, and she was pretty dirty, and her clothes were all dirty, and she had a piece of cardboard sitting over her head, and it was bent like this, and it was to keep the rain off her, and I could see some of the rain had got on her cheeks because the dirt was starting to smudge down, and she looked cold, not quite shivering, but she looked pretty cold. And then the short distance away, I could see her mom was sitting on the off ramp asking for money. And sometimes I forget that the people there have names, and sometimes I forget that the people there have children. And I thought to myself, what's this girl's name? So I just asked her, what's your name? She said her name was Anna. So today, when I ask you to donate some money, I'm not asking you to donate for the 400 families that are out there. I'm asking you to donate for Anna, because Anna's cold, and she's hungry, and she's dirty, and she's currently living underneath an on-ramp, and it's not her fault. That is a different way to explain and get people to take action. You can do the same thing in marketing a property. Tell them a story. Research. Tell them some history. Get them emotionally involved. You want them to train them to watch your stuff and see that you're not just the expert, but that you care. We try to turn our open houses into events where we use it to collect things for nonprofits, whether it's food for the food drive, jackets for the cold weather, school supplies, donations for an emergency, baby things, you know, just whatever we can do. And each month we mix it up. And people can bring stuff to our office or bring stuff to our open houses. But we turn our marketing and real estate events into social causes, because your database doesn't necessarily want to buy a house today, but they're going to come and swing by, and they're going to go donate, and they're going to think about you as a different person. You're going to stand out from the rest of the real estate agents currently in the market. Inside your open houses, you might want to consider using what I call a wood sell list. A wood sell list is a list of properties that you've identified that would sell in the future. This could be a book of canceled expireds. This could be a list of FSBOs. This could be a list of building permits or people that have submitted home valuation leads to you. But basically, it's a book of properties that you say when somebody comes in and say, how long have you been looking for a house? And I've been looking for a while. And said, have you been frustrated by how fast they sell, or how fast over asking price? And they're like, yeah, or we got beat out on a couple offers. And I said, you know what the problem is? And I said, no. I said, you're competing against properties that everybody else knows about. Would it be of value to you if you had access to some properties that nobody knew about? Would you by chance be interested in a good deal? I have a list of properties that I call would sell, which means they would sell for the right price at the right time to the right buyer. These are properties that tried to sell in the past, that tried to sell for sale by owner. These are properties that are going into foreclosure. These are properties that are currently under construction. And I want to invite you to work with me so that you can get access to these properties called the would sell list. It's just a different spin. It's a different way to engage somebody at an open house. And just like your sphere, you got to use a good script at your open house. So here's my best one. You guys might have a good one. Tell me what you think of this one, everybody. People come into my open houses for one of two reasons. One, they're curious what their home is worth because they're thinking about selling. Or two, they're thinking about buying. Which one are you? Let's do that again. Hey, my name is Ben. Thanks for coming in. People come into my open houses for one of two reasons. One, they're curious what their home is worth because they're thinking about selling. Or two, they're thinking about buying. Which one are you? And I just kind of stare at them. Sometimes I use my dog approach where I just kind of tilt my head at them until they say something. Your dog do that? Anybody's have a dog that does that? But basically, I'm not allowing people to come in and say, I'm just looking, or no, I'm just here to steal the jewelry and the firearms and the prescriptions from the master bedroom. No, you're making this assumption that everybody that came into your open house is either a seller or a buyer. Most people think of open houses as a way to get buyer leads. Open houses are one of the best ways to get seller leads, because that's one of the first things they do when they start thinking about selling. But all we do is talk to them about that house. We never ask the question, hey, do you have a home to sell? Here's what I found, ladies and gentlemen. Most people, you're not going to believe this, but most people live somewhere. Most people live somewhere. That'll freaking blow your mind, won't it? Most people live somewhere, which means most people that come into your open houses already own a home. Very least they're renting, or they have a home in another area you can get a referral fee on. So I always try to make sure and check, right? Do they have a home to sell? Are they curious what their home values are? Go into the chat box, type in some of your ahas thus far, and let me know what you're thinking as we carry on through this journey. Anybody have any thoughts, questions, concerns? What's going through your head? Are you still enjoying the call, or should I just hang up? It's 10:37. Hello? 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 Talk to me. Awesome. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. I really like that. So as we work down through our CrossFit plan, what I like to think about is we've talked about sphere, and we talked about open houses. Now let's talk about prospecting. Prospecting is where we take lead generation into our own hands, where we're making the dials, leaving the messages, and keeping contact with nurturers. Our goal, sometimes people get so caught up on prospecting that they think their goal is only to get a sale. But no, your goal is to get an appointment. And if you can't get an appointment, it's to add somebody to your database to nurture over a long period of time, so that in the future, they call you. So you got to think about your goal of prospecting as consistently adding people to the database that you could follow up with. Calling and door knocking, what could you do? You could do circle prospecting. Circle prospecting is where you just pick an address or a neighborhood, and you just call everybody in that area. And you're calling them about inviting them to open houses, curious if they want to know what their home is worth, telling them about the buyer that you have that may want to buy in their neighborhood, or the seller that you just had where you got multiple offers. You're doing just lists and just sold calls. Another form of prospecting could be canceled expireds, for sale by owners. You could be prospecting vacant homes by figuring out where the actual owners live, calling homes in default, notice of defaults, notice of trustee sales, of course, just listed, just solds, or call in home valuation requests. This allows you to take your day into your own hands and say, by the end of today, I'm going to get an appointment with somebody that wants to buy, sell, or invest in real estate. I've always loved prospecting, not the actual act of it because it sucks, but the fact that at the end of the day, I can win. When working your sphere, you don't always get somebody from your sphere today. And open houses, not all the time people come in. But I guarantee if you picked up the phone by the end of the day, you can find at least one person that wants to buy and sell real estate. You just got to figure out what your number is going to be. For me, after 15 years of doing this, it takes me 52 dials to talk to 12 to 15 people, which will lead me at least one appointment. What's your ratio going to be? Remember that the lack of accounting means the lack of accountability. If you don't look at your numbers and track your numbers, how do you know if you're going to win? How do you come up with the formula for your success? I took for our team and said, if I could get it in 52 dials, get one appointment, let's say brand new agents and people on our team that don't have the same experience, maybe it'll take them 150 dials. So we made the standard on our team that everybody calls 150 dials, and they can get that done using a dialer in an hour and a half to 2 hours. remember that when you're prospecting, you don't want to puke in your database. And I see sometimes people buy lists from places. They go from Cole or Red X or these different places, and they get all these lists, and they confuse lists with leads. Prospecting lists are meant to stay in a dialer, and you only add the nurtures to your CRM, because your CRM should be your gold. It's the value of your business. So when I'm prospecting, I'm calling off a list. And when I get a hold of somebody and they say, no, I'm really not interested in selling. And I say, well, just before I let you go, would it be of value to you if I could let you know what was going on in your neighborhood when something went active, pending, or sold? And I just reached out to you once a month or twice a month, whatever frequency is best for you, so that you knew the actual prices of the market and what was going on around you. And half the time they say, you know, I guess that would be a value to me. Great. Well, all I need is your email address. I already have their phone number because I'm talking to them on the phone, right? Get their name. I add them to my CRM and I set them up with a market report. That is taking a prospecting dial and adding a nurture into my database. And the market report is actually nurturing them. At some point, the person raises their hand and they say, you know what? You've been emailing me what's been going on in my neighborhood for the last 2 years. And I just saw that my neighbor's house sold for $400,000. If I could get $400,000 for my house, I'd sell mine. What do you think? Well, I haven't seen the inside. Could I swing by for 10 minutes and we could take a peek and talk about it? Well, sure, because they feel like they know you because you've been automatically emailing them twice a month for the last 2 years. Does that make sense? Our goal is to add more nurtures to our database and then come up with the right prospecting scripts that we could use when calling. And you don't need a million different ones. You need one or two or three scripts that you could use in all different situations. Well, I gave you the open house script. People come into my open houses for one or two reasons. One, they're curious what their home is worth because they're thinking about selling. And two, they're thinking about buying. Which one are you? You can use that script for anything. Internet lead. Hey, people register on my website traditionally for one or two reasons. One, they're curious what their home is worth because they're thinking about selling. Or two, they're thinking about buying. Which one are you? People call on my for sale signs for one or two reasons. People in this neighborhood, when I talk to them, they usually have one or two goals, right? You can use the either or, the one and two script on about anything. You can also use things like, well, what are your real estate related plans when prospecting? I was just calling to check in with the neighborhood and see what your real estate related plans for the year are. Well, you have no plans for the year. Great. If you were going to sell, when would that be? Would that be in a year, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years? Or are you like me? You're going to leave in a box. Okay, great. And you just add that to the database and offer an item of value and then follow up with them. Next, online leads. Online leads should be the frosting for your cake. Your main cake should be coming from things like open houses, prospecting, and Sphere. And you supplement it with things like online leads. Online leads would be things like leads coming from your IDX website, things coming from a seller website, home valuation, Zillow, Realtor.com, any of these other places that you can buy leads should be 20% of your business, not 80% of your business. Now, I generate a lot of leads from my IDX websites. That's where I send somebody to a website to see, to search for properties. And when they click on a property, they can see all the information about the property. But when they click on the second property, it forces them to register. That's called forced registration. It's usually available on most IDX tools and most IDX websites. And I'll get roughly 1 out of 10 or 1 out of 15 visitors to register and become a lead. And that's how I end up with that $10 cost per lead or even less depending on the market. Because if it costs me $10 for each click and 1 out of every 10 becomes a lead, it ends up being $10 a lead. Then I just got to figure out how many leads it takes to get to me a closing. There's lots of ways to drive people to your website. See, Zillow and Redfin, they're using the same exact tools that are available to all you. That they're buying ads on Facebook, on Google, on other social sites and other search engines, and driving them to their portals and then selling you the leads back for $300, $400, $500, $600 a lead instead of you just taking the time to hire a company to do it, or you doing it yourself and generating those $10 leads. And it's not that hard to do. It's not that hard to do. You just have somebody set up their own pay-per-click campaign, right? It's way easier than doing search engine optimization because you can get leads coming in today. Then you got to have your scripts and your follow-up plans that you use for internet leads. What am I going to say to them? How often am I going to follow up with them? Am I going to set up the list and alerts, those sort of things? Online seller leads are another great source of business. That's where people, where you're actually sending people to go to a website to see what their home is worth. Home valuation websites. It's the cheapest way to get leads. You can get a ton of them. Sometimes you get address only leads. Sometimes you get full leads. We can do a whole call on generating seller leads from the internet on one of our future calls, if Taylor and Deb will allow me. There's also driving people to seller websites where you have a website committed to you being a great listing agent. Because most of the time our websites are focused either on our Photoshop pictures and our ego, or they're focused just on buying properties where the only thing they see is to search for homes. But you can have a website that does both, or you can have a website completely focused around sellers where they can download your marketing plan, see your reviews, see all how to price a home, see what their home is actually worth, and learn about that process of why they should hire you as a listing agent. Once you get an internet lead, the most important thing about an internet lead is that you nurture them. There's two ways to nurture internet leads. You nurture seller leads with market reports where you send active pendings and solds around their neighborhood, and you nurture buyer leads with listing alerts. You want listing alerts to be generic, so it sends out a wide swath of properties around what that buyer is looking, because every time there's a match for a property, it sends out an email. Every time there's not a match, there's no email that goes out. So you come up with a broader search that sends out properties every day that drives those people back to your website. Listing alerts and market reports are really the secret to converting internet leads at a high level, and we can talk about lead conversion at some point in the future. The last piece that we'll talk about today is leads from listings. Leads from listings is how do you leverage the fact that you guys already have inventory on your shelves, that you already have listings that are for sale. How do you increase the amount of leads that you can get from those listings? You can do things like take the price off your flyers so they have to call you. You can do things like do more directional arrows and or market those properties specifically on Facebook through a Facebook ad. You can also do things where you put call capture on a sign. So our weather sucks here, so people don't like to get out of the car. In some of your areas that's so hot, people don't like to get out of the car certain times of the year. A lot of times people love to text. So we put text call capture services on all of our for sale signs. Text Ben Kinney to 59559 to see what your property, to see additional photos of the price. And we use that to generate more and more leads from our actual listings. But you got to come up with your own plan and what works in your market. It could be flyers, it could be no flyers, it could be call capture, right? What are you going to do to increase the amount of leads that you get from every listing? We want to have a one-to-one ratio where every single listing generates at least one additional buyer, because that'll keep the snowball moving through the world. You can use call capture services for like coming soon, or you could put a different one up when the property sells. So, hey, text sold to this, 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 and then they can see what homes are selling from that neighborhood or that you have other ones and so on. So as I get through all this stuff, I'm just going to bring this back at another time. I hope today was super valuable to you guys and that you guys got some value out of learning about lead generation and some ideas in your head where you can go out there and you can start coming up with your CrossFit plan. What are you going to do to generate the amount of leads that you need next year to get your business to the goals that you want to establish? As always, you guys can reach out to me on Facebook or on LinkedIn, or you can send me an email. I think it's Ben at forwardcoaching.com or ben@benkenny.com. And I hope to hear from you guys soon. Hope today it was very valuable. And I will see you guys on the next call. Cheers.